Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Kadriana calling back from customer support. Do you mind providing me with your zip code?
30906.
Yes, ma'am. We'll go ahead and verify your first and last name.
Sandra Daniels. What company is this?
I'm customer support, ma'am. I'm a third-party call center. I answer the phones for various of companies.
Okay, because someone took out of my account, and this is what Bank of America number gave me. I'm trying to figure out what company took
okay,
out
just,
my account.
Just give me a second. Let me get your account pulled up, and then we can talk about the transactions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and verify your first and last name again for me.
Sandra Daniels.
Sandra.
Sorry.
Daniels. Let's see. And just to be sure, your go ahead and verify your email address for me.
InnocentBrownEyes@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, while I get your account pulled up, verify your address, just the street number and name.
2604 Blueberry Drive.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get your account pulled up. Yes, ma'am. So now I have your account pulled up. I see back in October, on October 18th, you ordered cookware and you paid $5.74 for it. Well, you entered into a raffle to win the cookware through Walmart for $5.74. So after the three-day trial, the fourth day, which would have been the 22nd, is the day that they charged you the $67.32 for the monthly membership fee to the online gadget store, where you would get a $125 gift voucher to shop at discounted prices.
No, I didn't want that. I didn't see that. It said enter not a raffle. You're supposed to win a cookware or something, like you said, but nothing else was said about it or whatever. So is this a monthly thing?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
No, ma'am. Can I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me get your
It never says nothing about no $60-something. It only said about enter the raffle thing, and it didn't say you can cancel it in 3 days or whatever. Why would I cancel a raffle? It was just a raffle. That's crazy.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am. I'm not sure if you saw them or if they popped up like normal, but it does state that it will be a monthly membership fee charge if not canceled within the three-day period of the trial date. But just give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and get everything canceled. I'll be right back to you with the confirmation code. Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Just give me a second. I'm making notations on the account.
Okay. Is there any way I can get refunded for that?
Normally, ma'am, all sales are final, but I will consult with my supervisor about what we can do about the most previous charge, which is the one that's in November.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I've consulted with my supervisor, and what I'm authorized to do is give you 50% back of the latest charge of the 6732.
Okay.
All right, give me one second. Let me get everything typed up, and I'll be right back. All right, so half of that back will be $33.66.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. So half of that back will be $33.66. You should expect to see that on your thing in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, there's a confirmation number to go through.
Yes, ma'am. This is the confirmation number for everything, including the refund. C as in Charlie. 262 762 762 762 553
So as you were saying, that's the half of that. But they had, did they take out more than one time? I didn't even notice.
Yes, ma'am. They pay. You paid a monthly membership fee in the month of October. After the three day trial, they charged you a monthly membership fee. And then they charged a monthly membership fee again for this month.
Okay, October. You know about what date?
The 23rd.
October 23rd, and then this is 11/23rd, which I got half of that back. Okay. Because I didn't know what. Okay.
Yes,
all
right.
Ma'am. And you canceled the membership, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.